Iraq's city of Halabja became known to the world when thousands died after Saddam Hussein launched a chemical attack on the Kurds there. For years, Iraq's Kurds have been allies of the U.S., most recently in the fight against ISIS. Yet in this largely Kurdish city, there are young men who are being drawn to ISIS. NPR's Leila Fadel brings us this report from Halabja.
We knock on the door of the family home of a 16-year-old boy who disappeared. His family says he lied to them. He said he was going on a picnic with a teenage friend, but they never came home. His older sister answers the door. He disappeared in May, she says. A few days later, a letter arrived in his handwriting. It said, "I'm in Syria. Don't look for me." He had joined ISIS. She doesn't want her name, her brother's name, or her mother's name publicized. She's afraid that the SAIS, the Kurdish security services, could arrest or harass them for speaking about it. She's not sure why her brother went. They lost contact 15 days ago, and she has no idea if he's fighting in Syria or inside Iraq. My mother wants to go get him, the woman says, but the SAIS won't let her.
Do you think a lot of young men are going?
Yes, she says, and begins to count. There are four on this side of the street, two across the way, and two up the road. They're being brainwashed, and they're feeling pressure from their friends to join. On this street, two of those teenagers have been killed, and the rest, well, no one knows. The Kurds in Iraq who are waging war against ISIS with the help of their U.S. ally are also facing an internal threat to their largely autonomous and mostly peaceful region in northern Iraq. Hundreds of young Kurdish men have joined ISIS. Mostly they're young men, influenced by online propaganda or by local extremists. And in Halabja, residents say young men there are particularly susceptible because of the high unemployment rates and the lack of services provided by the Kurdish authorities. Estimates vary on how many men have joined from Halabja and the surrounding areas, anywhere from 85 to as many as 600. Shaka Slik is a 24-year-old university student in Erbil. He's from Halabja, and he knows nine people personally who disappeared and went to fight with ISIS. Among them is his second cousin, Shahid. Shahid's dad is a fighter with the Kurdish Peshmerga forces. He's been battling ISIS for months now. The family says Shahid disappeared in the summer and was killed last month in a U.S. airstrike in Beji, north of Baghdad. Shahid's cousin, Shakas Sleik, says learning of his death was devastating for Shahid's parents and for himself. "We are all grieving and shocked," he says, "that he was fighting inside Iraq, maybe even fighting against Kurds or his own father." Sleik says perhaps his cousin would be alive if Kurdish authorities had provided an alternative for young people in Halabja. It's a city that suffered through a massacre in 1988 when Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons on the population, and many residents say that the Kurdish authorities never helped the city recover. But so far, the response to the disappearances has been intensified security. On the main drag of downtown Halabja, where people drink sweet tea from street vendors, packs of Kurdish security forces are on every corner. There's a midnight curfew to keep young men inside, and with a few exceptions, anyone who dies fighting with ISIS cannot be mourned. Funerals are banned for those killed, and no one calls them martyrs, at least not publicly. Leila Fadel, NPR News.